USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Police are continuing to search for a gunman after a deadly shooting at a Florida mall. Authorities say a man is dead and a woman is hurt after someone opened fire Saturday at a crowded mall in central Florida. The Ocala Police Department saying a 40-year-old man was killed in what appears to be a targeted shooting at the mall. On Sunday, Ocala Police released a photo of a person of interest in the shooting. At least one airport in the United States is allowing illegal aliens to board airplanes without the required documents Americans are required to travel with.
As Americans travel in record numbers over the Christmas and New Year's Eve holiday, Fox News out with a concerning report of a special sign posted in Tucson, Arizona at the airport aimed at illegals who have crossed into our country unvetted. A special line for them at the Tucson airport for non-U.S. citizens without passports. TSA agents allowing them to pass through security without the documents Americans need to travel with. I'm Laura Winters.
As the war between Iran and Hamas rages on, fighting continues in the Red Sea and tensions continue to rise between the United States and Iran. A U.S. official saying that it appears Iran struck a ship off the coast of India with a UAV. This comes after Houthi rebels targeted multiple cargo ships Saturday. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty joins Fox News Sunday and says the messaging from the Biden administration has been mixed and they need to take a firm stance.
We need to come back and snap back economic sanctions immediately on Iran. We need to send a clear diplomatic message. That's what we need to see to get the situation to calm down. We have to maintain freedom of navigation operations in the seas. We cannot cede that to Iran.
This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing. If you join before December 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another 10% off all of 2024. That's 12 months of savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 30th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Are you going to have a white Christmas?
If you live in the Midwest and the Northeast, you may find your dreams of a white Christmas dashed this year. According to forecasters, the remaining patches of snow on the ground in those regions are expected to disappear by Christmas Day on Monday. In contrast, the interior West and the High Plains are in for a different experience, as upcoming storms in the next few days are likely to blanket many areas in white for a snowy Christmas. I'm John Schaefer.
With no winner in Saturday night's Powerball jackpot, the drawing for Monday set for an estimated $640 million. And grocery store chains are closing early this Christmas Eve, some earlier than others. Aldi closing at 4 o'clock later today, while Costco and Trader Joe's will close at 5. Walmart will close at 6 p.m., Whole Foods at 7. Those times all local in the time zone that you live in. With former President Trump holding an overwhelming lead over his opponents for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination, former U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr says he's not completely on board with a Trump nomination.
I don't think he's going to move the country forward. There's a lot of attention paid to the polls that show him 2 or 3 points ahead of Biden, but very little attention is being paid to the polls that are showing some of the other candidates, like Haley, beating Biden by 17 points.
I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.